I'm vengeance.
Be honest, how much does this look like Gotham? Right, so topic I want to discuss with you guys is that I dated around about 500 women in 3 years, okay? The reason I'm telling you guys this isn't to brag, isn't to try and convince you guys to do the same or anything like that. I have my own reasons for doing it. But first and foremost, I'm going to kind of tell you guys what I learned, and then I'm going to tell you guys why I did it and why I think it works as a strategy. So what I learned, and I think this is the best thing that could have happened, is that beautiful women are beautiful when they're young, and they get mass exposure to men from a young age. So I had ex-girlfriends that were 14, 15 years old, and not at the time that I was with them, but 14, 15 years old, and they had guys that were grown men driving past, whistling at them, asking them if they wanted a lift home from school and stuff like that. And they said they had that level of attention since they were 14, 15 years old. And by the time I dated them, they were 21, 22 years old. You've got to think that's a ton of experience. For some of these girls, that's 7, 8 years of experience already with every type of man. I mean, you're going to get footballers, you're going to get famous guys, you're going to get the handsome guy, you're going to get the masculine guy. You're going to cover across the board, okay? You're going to cover across absolutely everything. And you're just going to have your experience you're going to know. Now, for us as men, we are obsessed with beauty. It's just something that we can't get out of our heads. It's something that we have to chase. And you, including me, think when you're younger that the ultimate prize of life is to have a beautiful woman on your arm. And you believe if I have said beautiful woman on arm, everybody's going to think I'm great. It's a serious problem. You guys need to ask yourselves now, because somebody asked me a few years ago, and I realized it myself, is that do you actually want that beautiful woman, or do you just want her because everyone thinks she looks great and is going to make you, as a byproduct of that, look fantastic? It's a horrible mindset. It's external validation. It's insecurity at its highest level, and it's not good for you guys. It wasn't good for me. When I decided to look past that, it changed the game. Now, how I look past that is by dating 500 women. You know, somewhere along the line, I figured it out. It wasn't number 500 that did it for me, but dating 500 women in 3 years. So I've always said to you guys, little life lesson here, if you forgot, I always said to you guys, when you're young, don't date when you're broke. Don't date when you're young and broke. 90 to 95% of relationships don't work before 30. They end up failing anyway. If you've got a girlfriend right now, I wish you and her the best, but it probably won't work out. They never do, because people grow apart. You meet each other at 19 in the club. You decide to go on the self-improvement journey. At 28, she's still in the club. You're just different people now. And it might not even be that, but you're going to be different people. It's a long time to have the same person for in your youth when you're changing so much. So it's very difficult. But as I've often said to you guys, don't date when you're young. Don't date when you're broke. It just makes no sense. It's never going to go anywhere. And my logic to you guys was always stay away from women. Dedicate to the gym. Dedicate to success. Try and become somebody of means. Because when it comes to dating, people often said to me, but Chris, then you're going to have zero experience. You're going to be that simpy guy. And it's going to make it a lot harder to actually find a good woman. I 100% agree. I think you're right, okay? I do not disagree with any point there. My counter argument to that would be what I always knew would happen. And it happened to me, 500 women in 3 years, okay? And to put it, to explain that, it was around about 3 a week for 3 years. And sometimes it was more, sometimes it was less when I was away or dating somebody for a bit longer. But that's the ratio. But my logic was, if I can become somebody who is successful, who's in shape, who can get my foot in the door, who is somebody that women find attractive off the jump, it makes my job easier. And yeah, I might know nothing about women, but then my experience and my growth would be 10x on compared to what other people are doing. So the average guy who's trying very hard to attract women is just wasting so much time and money, and he gains his experience, but it might take him 10 years. Now, I dedicate 9 years to a gym and success and whatnot, and I become wildly successful. I get in the best shape of my life. My life's exactly where I need it. The only thing I'm missing is a woman. And I've always said to you guys, once you become successful, once you're in shape, all the other shit you can do in a month. Now, guys, as you know, I run 1MI, which is a members club, 1M International. We have houses around the world. We do events, masterminds here in my house. We have private chefs here in my house once per month. All of that is free. It's all paid for by us. The events are paid for as well. We have VIP tickets to Barcelona Stadium going live in January when the new stadium opens. It's honestly endless. We're buying a second house very soon. On the website, I've put up a presentation that you guys can have a look at. Just go and have a look, see what 1MI is all about. I'm not asking you guys to join. I'm actually just looking for feedback. I just want to know what you think and raise awareness about the idea because I think it's the best thing in the industry. And if guys, if you've got any like locations we haven't been to yet, event ideas, if you've got any like property investment kind of research that you've done and you said, Chris, this is the next up and coming spot, feed it to me. Feed it to me because I'm kind of trying to make the business better all the time. I mean, we've just added a language teacher for free every month for all the members, which is going to go live in September. So I'm constantly trying to improve it. It's over on the website. The link is in the description. Go and check it out, guys. And now back to the video that you came here to watch. If you want to go and buy a nice car on finance, done. If you want to go and buy a fitted suit, it's going to take a week for them to measure you and put it on you. If you want to go and buy some nice shoes, some jewelry, whatever it might be. If you want to go and get a girlfriend, it can take like a month at most, right? So I knew that if I could just get my foot in the door and date a ton of women, my experience growth, instead of being over 10 years like that as most guys, I would have the success and fitness already in place, which they wouldn't because they wasted time just doing pickup every day. Every Saturday they were doing pickup, thinking about women on dating apps. I was just working in the gym, just setting my life up, becoming a better individual. And then when you go on all these dates, it's hockey stick growth. You date so many women so quickly, you get hockey stick growth and you gain all this ton of experience. Now, quick life lesson before we jump over to part two. One thing I did learn is that success, fitness, masculinity, the clothes you wear, the watch you have and all this crap and whatnot, the car you have, it gets your foot in the door. It does. Undoubtedly, it gets your foot in the door. But you still get judged by women on the exact same standards. It doesn't change anything. The only thing it changes is how many weeks they give you to sort your fucking shit out. So what I mean by that is if you're a successful guy who's in crazy shape, you're handsome, she'll just give you more time to prove yourself. So if you're just a normal guy and you meet a woman and you start fucking up and showing weakness and neediness, she'll get rid of you in a few days. If you're a guy who's handsome doing the same thing, she'll give you a week or two. If you're a guy who's handsome in shape doing the same thing, she might give you a month because she's hoping, please figure this out. You are a hell of a catch. Please figure this out. If you're handsome, in shape, tall, rich, she might give you a month. Same standards apply though. So it didn't matter. Like I thought it was going to be, now that I'm successful and I'm in shape, it's going to be easy. I'm going to get any woman I want. It was still the same shit. You still had to stay on top of your game. They just gave you an extra week or two to try and figure it out. They were like, right, he's messed up once. I'm going to give him chance two and chance three. Whereas back in the day, it was one strike, you're out. That's the only difference. So let's swap over to part two. Why did I do it? So I did it for two reasons. I did it because I don't think men, number one, value themselves too much. I've always said to you guys, I think men are living life in reverse. I think everyone chases women and family and tries to get married at like 25 and figure all of that stuff out early. But it just ends up resulting in pure destruction to their own life. And so many people tell you along the way, you're getting closer to 30 now. Your time's running out. You're not going to be able to do this much longer. People told me all the time, you're going to have the back pain. You're not going to look good. No woman's going to want you when you get to a certain age. And I was like, nah, I actually don't believe that to be true. I've always said, you guys can check back and see the videos. I've always said that men and women should have a 10-year age gap minimum, but otherwise it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The problem is you get a woman who's 25, who's young and beautiful, you're 25. By the time you get to 35, the reason you got with her, because she's young and beautiful, which is a terrible reason, but that's the reason you got with her, among other things, but it's a big reason why you got with her. if that's not in place anymore, but now you're a 35-year-old multi-millionaire who's in the best shape of his life, things are going to fall apart, right? They're going to go the wrong way. In order for both people to maintain interest and move through life at equal value continuously, there needs to be about a 10-year age gap. Because if I'm 32 years old and a woman that I'm dating is 21, she wants a successful guy who can show her the world, and I want a young, beautiful woman that I can, you know, enjoy and show the world. It just makes so much sense. And as we get older, that'll still be a factor. If I'm 40 years old and I'm gray and I'm not looking as good as I did when I was younger, but she's 28 years old, like, that's perfect. Do you know what I mean? That's exactly what I'd be looking for. Like, everybody wins, everybody gets what they want. It makes so much sense. But like, women always say this to one another. You deserve the guy who's 6 foot tall, six figures, 10 inch penis, all this stuff. You go, girl, you go after it. So do you as a man. Don't let anybody throw you off that ideology, okay? Because so many people will try and tell you, you're a creep for going for younger women. They'll tell you, why do you want a woman who hasn't slept with anybody? You're a weirdo. I got told this so many times, okay? You're a weirdo. Why do you want a virgin? Are you a pedophile and all this stuff? Why do you want younger women? And I was like, no, I just see the value. Like, I've dated so many women, I've realized that the ones that have slept with more men are very difficult to pin down. They're very difficult. They love you one week, they hate you the next, then they want you back, then they've slept with somebody else. Then I don't want to play those games. I never wanted that. It didn't make sense. And they've been shown the whole world by other guys, and other guys that are far more successful than you, that are more simpy than you, that are willing to spend a lot more money than you are. Like, that's just hard to compete with. I don't want to do that. I want to find a woman who hasn't experienced any of that. We can do it together for the first time. And, you know, I can enjoy all the benefits that I've worked for. Like, why would I work my entire life and grind as hard as I can just to settle for a woman with a body count of 55 who's had her fun and now is looking to cash in? It's not my duty. It's not something that I wanted to do. So, you know, I knew my worth. So when I dated 500 women in 3 years, I saw two benefits to that. Number one, and I'll brush over it quickly, it's cheaper. You might think it's crazy, but it's cheaper. If you can find a good spot, I can give away my tricks now because I'm in a relationship now. But my tricks in the past were go to the Ivy. And the Ivy in the UK is cheap, but amazing. And I knew, here's a trick. Don't do dessert, do tap water, and don't drink alcohol. It ends up being around about £40 for the pair of you, maybe 50 at most. So if you do 3 dates per week over 3 years, like, including like Ubers and other stuff that's included, train fares and added extras and maybe tips and, you know, afterward, like, maybe if it leads to sex, there's always like food in the morning, stuff like that. Maybe I spent $25,000 in 3 years, which you guys might think is crazy. But if you have to spend $25,000 over 3 years to find your wife, that's less than $10,000 per year to find the woman that is the best out of all of them. I think that's money well spent. It's one of the most important decisions you'll ever make in your life, because here, like, staying on the money topic, here's what I used to do. I would meet a woman, spoil the hell out of her, take her to a Michelin star restaurant, sometimes take her on holiday, give her the ultimate level of like boyfriend treatment. And people always say, oh, don't do that. I would figure her out quickly. And that's where we cross over into the second part. Because my logic was, just as I finish that off, my logic was, if you are a bit of a simp and you kind of hold back and you don't know whether to make the move and you don't want to move quickly, and you kind of take like 10 dates to kind of get to know a woman, and on those 10 dates each time you've spent like £100, so you've ended up spending £1,000 just to and wasted a lot of time just to figure out that she's not for you, or maybe she ends up leaving you, burning you, finding another guy. Within 1 or 2 dates, or 1 date and a holiday, I would know. I had that shit figured out. So maybe £300, bang, I know. Or 1 date, £50, £100, Michelin star restaurant. I was like, okay, now I know. She didn't say thank you. She's not for me. And this brings me to my second point. I became what a lot of you guys aren't, is ruthless. Because we've been taught all our life to respect women, to hold them on a pedestal. They're beautiful, little young creatures. And the benefit of me dating this many women is that I became numb to beauty. And it was amazing. So as I said to you guys at the start, women from 14 onwards getting a ton of attention, they get used to it. Well, I got used to it. And it was the best feeling ever, because every date you went on, it was like the woman would walk in, heels on, tight dress, looking beautiful and stuff like that. And everyone was staring and I was like, this is just another woman. Let me actually get to know her for who she is. It was the most refreshing feeling ever. Instead of being like, oh my God, I need beauty. I hope I get laid. Do not mess this up, Chris. It was just like, I don't care. I would end up going on dates without showering. I wouldn't shave my neck. You guys know I've got SMP and I just let it grow out. Wouldn't shave it for like 2 days and whatnot. And I just show up with this energy of like, impress me. Let's talk to each other. Let's actually get to know each other. Who are you as an individual? And it was massive for my level of growth. I just became numb to beauty. It was one of the best feelings ever. And there's so many of you guys out there that are judging every woman purely on looks, on how beautiful her face is, how nice her body is. Like, imagine getting married to a woman because she's got the perfect ass. Or like, yeah, but the way she looks in jeans, like, it's nonsensical. It's the stupidest thing ever. And I just evolved beyond that by just valuing myself and putting myself up on a pedestal and just becoming ruthless. Because you guys are too nice. When you're going on dates, you're like, I can't break her heart. I can't do... I did. I would go on a date, never message again, just ghost. It was almost like this just Pokedex of women. And I was just like, she didn't say thank you, gone. Who's next? Oh, I'm seeing a girl on Wednesday. Her hands were a little bit too big. I want a feminine woman. I was like, I don't care. Her hands were too big. I didn't like it. She's gone. The next date, I didn't like the way she dressed. Boom, she's gone. I was ruthless. And everybody would say to me, you're too picky. You're going to be alone forever. Maybe it's you. And I was like, no, I'm not listening to any of you, because all my life people told me I was arrogant, I was this, I was that, I was whatever. And I've realized that like in the last like 5 years of my life, those people are just jealous. They're just trying to hold you back. They see the level of potential you have and people say shit and it gets in your heads and people give you advice and tips. Do you know what you should do? You should really stop sleeping around. It's like if you could, you would be doing it. You're just trying to stop me doing it because you don't like it. Now I completely ignore people and I don't give a shit. So I would have people say to me, what happened to that woman, Sarah? And I was like, oh, I got rid of her. Mate, are you kidding? She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And I was like, yeah, she might be, but she didn't say thank you when I took her on holiday. Yeah, but they'd be like, yeah, but mate, like, come on. It's just, think about how beautiful she is. Think about how the sex is. That makes me a better person than them. Even though I've been ruthless and been like, ghosted, see ya, never want to see you again, goodbye, and just cut her off, like a woman did to us when we were young, so I have no worries about doing that at all. It's not karma or anything like that. It's just like, people will do it to you. You've got to do it to them. I'm not looking to make friends. I'm not a charity. I'm going out there and dating with intention. Every date I went on, I was like, hey, let's see what happens. Like, I hope for the best, but I've got no expectations, but I'm hoping for the best. And each time a woman made a little mistake, or if the guys in 1MI know this, because I put something in the chat once where I was going on the date with this beautiful woman. She was unbelievable. And she says, so when are you sending me the Uber? And I was like, gone, deleted, goodbye. We're not going on that date, next. And that's the point that I got to, where beauty just became numb. I was like, I just don't care. It just meant nothing to me. And it was a nice feeling, because then you start judging people on their character and who they are. And in my opinion, if you can just have this Rolodex of women and you're just going next, 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 next. Oh, I'll give her a chance. She's doing well. Ah, she messed up. Goodbye. You've got to be picky. You have to be, because the choice you're making is the most important decision in your life. That's the woman who's probably going to raise your kids. Well, most like that is the woman that's going to raise your kids if you end up choosing her. You can't mess around. Because what a lot of you guys are doing is you're using marriage like dating. You're on your fourth or fifth wife and going, oh, I hope it works out. And then there's me just going, nah, realized on the first date. And you know, but you're just too weak to do anything about it because you're hypnotized by her beauty and her hips. And you're so desperate to, let me just have sex. And then I'll cut her off. I would just go, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Her body's crazy. I bet the sex would be great, but she's a bitch. Goodbye. That's how you need to be. And that's what I said. I dated about 500 women in 3 years and I learned everything that I need to know about women. I became numb to beauty. I saved a ton of money. in my opinion. People would say, you haven't saved money. You have saved money. Because what if you settled down with the wrong woman because you're so, you know, you've got such a lack of women in your life that you settle down with somebody you find attractive but you know is a bad person, and she leaves you, divorces you, and takes 60% of your net worth. That's a fool's game. You've lost way more money than what I've spent. That's so stupid. Whereas if I just flick through and I continuously just go, no, no, next, and I'm ruthless about it, and I've got very high standards, and I will not deviate, even though every one of my friends is getting married, having kids, saying, you need to do it soon because you're getting older, your time's running out. I just knew the opposite. I knew the male advantage was real. I knew I was the one that was holding the power. And then I kept flicking through, and then eventually I got to a point, which was very interesting, where I had around about 5 women in my life that were all my perfect type. They ticked every single box. So it's almost like the X Factor. You had so many people come in for auditions, and then you got down to like the final 4, final 5, and then you just picked the best one out of all of them. You were like, which one do I like the most? So then, you know, people would say, oh my God, that girl you were with the other day was so beautiful. And I was like, without being a dick, they're all beautiful. Every date I go on, like as soon as I meet the woman, I'm like, yeah, she's pretty. Like I knew she was going to be pretty. Like, here we go again. Do you know what I mean? You meet her on the street. She's beautiful. Here's another one. Let's go for dinner. It's just like, it becomes routine. It's actually boring. Sex is more like cardio, and you just become numb to it. And it's the best feeling in the world, because then this glittery, amazing fairy tale Disney story that you have in your head of, oh my God, beautiful. She's going to change my life. If I have her, everything will be perfect. That disappears, and you start choosing based on logic. So by having these 5 women that were my perfect type, and I was like, who's my favorite? Who do I actually like the most? Who can I see myself building a life with? That made so much more sense to me to do as a strategy and holding out. And here's the thing. If I ended up being 70, 80 years old, no kids, never married, and I never actually found somebody who was good enough, then so be it. I would never have settled. I always wanted a woman who had never slept with anybody else, because there'll be women watching this as well. And like, you've got to understand, I'm a 32-year-old man with a lot of experience who's dated a lot of women, who does not have like this crazy online misogynistic view. I've been doing this like 11, 12 years. I'm just talking about this from my personal experience. Women that have slept around are a nightmare. They're just a nightmare. It's just fact. It's just fact. They have wandering minds. They're more likely to cheat. They'll go from you to another guy and then go, who do I like more? Or I've met this new guy. They can't settle. They do struggle to bond. I don't care what anybody says. They do struggle to bond. And then they have the whole like feelings of the ex, and maybe I should go back to him. And I'd have girls that I was dating for like 2-3 months, and then they'd be like, my ex reached out to me. And you'd be like, yeah, sure, like go back to him. And they'd just be like, well, I still love him, but obviously I just wanted a break. I had girls that I'd have sex with, and I knew for a fact that they was like in a break of a relationship, or they were just cheating. You could just tell. You could just tell. And they just wanted that one night with somebody who was a little bit rougher, a little bit more masculine. And then they'd go back. They'd be telling me my ex-boyfriend, but I knew they were currently together, but my ex-boyfriend didn't sleep with me for 2 years. He couldn't get hard and stuff like that. When you see all that for what it is, and look, this isn't me sitting here going, women are terrible. I don't believe that at all. There's good ones, there's bad ones, there's good men, there's bad men. But when you see it all for what it is, and you're on the other side of the coin, and you're not the angry guy, you're the guy who's actually benefiting from it, but you see it for what it is, you're like, this is trash. So I always knew I wanted a woman who was, you know, who'd never slept with anybody else, who wasn't experienced in life, who was at least 10 years younger than me, that I could show the world to, that I could almost, I don't want to use the word mold, but like convince a certain way of lifestyle was better than the one that other people would have led her down. You know, instead of going to the club, let's go to a 5-star restaurant in Paris. Like it just makes a 5-star hotel in Paris and a Michelin star restaurant. You know, something like that, and be like, let's actually do something with our life. Instead of going to bed at 4 in the morning and eating pizzas and watching movies and having sloppy sex after we've had a few drinks, how about we just get up early in the morning at like 6 a.m., we go for a run around the park, and then we go and have some decent food, and we help each other build our businesses and build a real life. Like, that's what you can do when somebody hasn't had, you know, and excuse my language, but hasn't had like 20 penises inside her for the last like 10 years. And, you know, she just bounced from man to man to man to man, excuse the pun. Like, that's what you end up getting, because nobody can be dragged in that many directions. Nobody can be burnt that much and then be like, I'm open to love again. They put up these barriers and it just makes it a pain in the backside. So I just knew by dating a ton of women around about 3 to 5 a week and just making it nonsense. Like, when I go on a date, I'm not like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. I'm just thinking, here's another one. And that's a lovely feeling. It's a really nice feeling to show up and just be like, it's nothing until it's something. Because I'm not going there going, oh, I hope I impress her. I hope I impress her. This could be my wife. And I'm not telling people, like, I've got this hot date tonight. Oh my God, it's going to be incredible. Like you see in the movies. It was just like, oh, I just met this Albanian girl last night. I'm meeting a Spanish girl on Wednesday. I've got this Italian girl on Sunday. Like, whatever. It was so normal. Like, without being a dick, like I've said to you guys for years, don't really give a woman a name. I know that sounds crazy. It sounds misogynistic as fuck. But, like, don't give women names, because when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, it's Becky Smith with the big double D boobs. And that becomes a brand. That becomes like a brand product that when you see Becky Smith with the big double D boobs, she's above you. She's more powerful than you. And you just like put her on a pedestal. So until a woman proves to me that she is somebody, that she actually is worth me investing money and time for and emotional connection, I don't really remember their name. I just remember her as like Italian girl. Do you know what I mean? Like 22-year-old Italian girl that I'm meeting on Sunday. It might sound crazy to a lot of you guys, but it's like you get so attached. Like every woman that you meet isn't your wife. And that's why I just filtered through. I basically did Hinge, but in real life, and just went yes, no, not my preference. It's so much easier to be picky before you settle down with somebody, because if you do it afterwards and you figure out, actually, I don't quite like this person, I just did it because I was lonely. That makes you so weak. It's not fair on the woman. It's not fair on your kids. It makes you weak. And that's why there's so many people going through like 5 divorces. Divorce rates are the highest they've ever been. It's rude. It's not fair on the kids. You've got to wait. You've got to wait until you actually hit your male advantage years and then you know what you want. That's why I always said to you guys, 27 is the most dangerous age for men, because what you're doing is you're getting to 27 when you actually become a man of value, and the first beautiful woman that comes along, let's say she's 27, she's looked in the mirror and she's gone, I've actually just seen the first signs of aging. And women panic, same as men. Like men, they start, their hairline starts to recede, they go out and they get less women on a night out, and they're like, who's the closest woman to me? I'm going to settle down. It happens to men a lot, they panic. But, you know, a woman looks in the mirror and goes, I'm not looking as good as I used to. She might see the first signs of aging, which is normal. And she goes, maybe I should actually look for somebody to settle down with. I don't want to be alone forever. That's just a natural human reaction. That's nothing against women. And she's 27. She meets a guy who's 27. And for the first time ever, she's interested in that type of guy. So instead of just the tall, handsome guy who's great in bed, it's like, he's successful. He's going places. Like, this guy's intelligent. He's coming together. Like he's going from a boy to a man. Of course she's going to be interested. That's wildly attractive to a 27-year-old woman, a guy with a future. Problem is, he stood there going, oh my God, this beautiful woman wants me. Nobody's wanted me up to this point. And it's like, buddy, it's not that she's the one, it's that she's the only one. Or put another way, it's not that she's the one, it's that she's the first one. She's the first one above a 7 to ever show you attention. And when that happens, it's danger zone, because you just go, oh my God, she's different to all the others. It's like, no, all the others are about to do the same. You just jump in the gun too early. You're taking the first wave in the sea rather than waiting and surfing on the 15th one that's going to be the biggest and best. And it's just like, you don't know what it is yet. It's like the Facebook film when he says, it's like we got the hottest party on campus, but it's got to be over by 11 p.m. And that's what a lot of you guys are doing, is going, right, I'm 27. Oh my God, she wants me. She wants me. She's unbelievable. Let's settle down, get married. And then you'll get into like 37, 38 and going, I actually didn't scratch that itch properly. I didn't date enough. And dating's so easy. Dating is like an hour. You go on a date for an hour and be like, I got to go. I got to shoot. It costs you £40 3 nights a week. What are you going to do? Just stop doing Deliveroo. Don't drink alcohol. Stop doing stupid things, you know, with your money. stop doing that one coffee every single day or whatever it might be, going to Starbucks and getting that Frappuccino, which is just fattening your face up anyway. And then you've got the spare money to date like three women a week. And if you don't want to do that, you can do one or two and whatnot. Just do it within your budget. It's not hard to do. And then you end up just doing marathon mindset. It becomes simple. You take the pressure off. I think so many of you have got it on a pedestal of like, oh my God, she's beautiful. That's my wife. It's like, no, it's just another human being that you, until proven otherwise, is just a beautiful face, which ultimately means nothing if you have another 72 beautiful faces that you've sat across the table from in the last year. Okay, like when I go on dates, I used to just sit next to women. I'd sit beside them in like a booth. I'd never sit opposite and be like, so tell me about yourself. I was like, let's just have some fun. Let's just take the piss out of each other. I've come here to laugh at you and take an hour away from work. Like, let's just, until proven otherwise, I was like, I will not even remember your name. I will not even remember your name. I'm just here to eat a bit of food. I'm there to enjoy myself. Like, people say, oh, are you simping taking a girl on holiday? No, I'm going on holiday. I just want a beautiful woman to come with me for company. And if she proves otherwise on said trip, then things could evolve. But until then, it just didn't matter. And you guys are thinking every woman that you meet is your wife. It's not. Every woman that you meet is just a woman that you meet. Just like every guy that you meet on the street is just a guy on the street. It's nothing special until she proves otherwise. Because you're the one putting all the effort in. You're the one sparing your time when you should be working on your success and yourself. You're the one who is probably going to pay. And it's just like, why would you do it until proven otherwise? Do the lowest possible commitment at the start with the lowest possible effort and just see what you get in return. Like, have no fear of cutting a woman off. If she's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, and she's like, I had one around about 6 months ago that said to me, we were going on this date. She was extremely beautiful. And she just said, so when are you picking me up? I was like, I'm not. And she goes, you're not even going to send an Uber. And I was like, no. I was like, that's not going to happen. She was like, so you don't drive? And went through all these questions. And I was like, I drive, but I don't have my car with me because I'm living in London. It's pointless. And she was like, I can't be with a man that doesn't drive. And I was like, yeah, fine, goodbye. I was thinking, if there's a woman that values a car over a man, then I'm not interested anyway. And how stupid is that as well? Like, I've got enough money to buy pretty much any car on planet Earth, but I just am smart enough to use the tube because I've got three outside my house. It's like, I don't need one. There's nowhere to park it. It's just kind of silly. I could go and buy a Ferrari tomorrow, come pick you up, but what would that prove? So then instead of like even debating that and questioning that, I was just like, right, back to the list. Boop. Who's next? It's so much easier. And honestly, guys, when you filter through at speed like that, it makes it easy. And you know, like, here's the thing. If you're a religious guy as well, you don't have to sleep with all these girls. But dating is just so easy. Like, if I was a woman, my advice to women out there all the time is I would make myself so easy to meet and date, but impossible to sleep with. And I kind of did the same with myself. Like, if sex would happen, it would happen, great. But I would make myself effortless to date. I would date so many different women and see what I liked. And then I'd make myself impossible to settle down with. So then I knew if I decided to settle down with one woman, I had hundreds of options of beautiful women, but I'm choosing to chill with her, but then she must be special. She must be the best one out of the lot. You know, and I'm not looking for somebody who has one or two good traits. I'm looking for a woman with everything. And if that took 3 years dating 500 women and it took 25K, then I think that's one hell of an investment for something that's probably going to be the most important decision of your life, especially if she raises your kids.